So my mother's family were not poor working class. My relatives on the Hogarth side, when they mention mother, say things like, "Ah, she was a lady, was your mother." They talk about her voice, and they say that once I began to lose my Leeds accent, the intonations I kept were those of my mother. What she was doing in York, I don't really know. I've heard it said that she went away from home because it was frustrating, and that she decided to make her own way. The story is that when my father met her, she was serving in the canteen of a soldier's barracks, or something like that. From his photographs, he seems to have been a well-set-up man with a thick mustache, and, in those tight 1914 jackets, a strong-looking Tommy Sergeant sort of person. He was a good-sized man as well. I don't know whether she was swept off her feet. She was a slim woman. I remember the long, dark dresses that she used to wear, that rustled, and those lace-up boots. I've got a sense of her way of talking, a way which wasn't Leeds' working class. But that may be something I've invented from hearing people describe it. I do remember one or two little incidents when her relatives asked my brother and me, they called us Addie's kids, over for the week's holiday. All in all, they were kind and anxious to give us a good time. But just once or twice, I got the sense that we were the children of Addie who had stepped down in the world. I don't think they were conscious of making us feel that way. Only, I remember little conversations I overheard. Children have ears the size of footballs, especially if they're looked after by strange adults.